I'm Rona Tarrant. In a 6-1 decision, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has said the identities of some clergy accused of abuse that were redacted from a grand jury report must remain permanently blocked from release. Justice Deborah Todd said the decision was made to protect their constitutional rights to reputation. Lawyers for the 24 priests named in the report said their clients fought the release because they were denied an opportunity to appear before the grand jury to defend themselves, question witnesses, or provide contradictory evidence. The special prosecutor investigating alleged Russian collusion in the 2016 election has recommended that President Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn face no jail time due to his substantial cooperation with the investigation. Mueller said in a court document that Flynn, who had admitted last year to lying about his contacts with Russia in the weeks after Trump's victory, had helped in his and other unspecified federal criminal investigations. Flynn is due to be sentenced on December 18th. The Vatican has challenged countries gathered for the UN Climate Change Conference to take urgent action. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin addressed the conference, saying the guidelines they set out should have a clear ethical foundation, including alleviating poverty and promoting human development. Speaking at the conference, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised the very positive position of Pope Francis on the issue. The state funeral of former President George Bush Sr. takes place today. Bush, who died on Friday at the age of 94, has been lying in state at the Capitol building. Following today's funeral, he will be brought to Houston, Texas, where a second memorial service will be held tomorrow before he's buried close to Barbara Bush, his wife of 73 years, who died in April. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.